The suspension of major sporting codes across Australia has led to a surge in interest in e-sports. For the uninitiated, that's what competitive video gaming is called. And with it, there's been a shift in gambling activity. Many punters are now placing bets on e-sports matches. Now there's been a reported rise in suspicious betting online. Gavin Coote reports.
On to Neon, and I think every single shockwave this game has missed, but it doesn't matter when you queue them for their entire HP bar.
Esports was on the rise well before COVID-19 came along. The term which describes any kind of competition using video games was gaining recognition and drawing crowds of thousands in stadiums.
The target is on Saba. Shockwave catches two. Keeps Saba alive.
But with most mainstream sports now in hibernation, more eyeballs than ever are fixed on high-stakes games of Counter-Strike and FIFA. Stephen Hanna is a forensic accountant and lawyer who's obsessed with League of Legends. He's also the director of global strategy for the Esports Integrity Commission.
It's fairly evident just by looking at stats alone published by viewing platforms like Twitch, even YouTube Gaming, that we've seen a large move towards those platforms. As well, we've seen like a lot of increases in betting activity that would traditionally be attributed to traditional sports.
Gambling in esports is already its own industry. There are betting agencies specific to esports. But now with real-life sports like NRL and AFL suspended, the betting platforms usually associated with those codes are now tapping into the world of esports. Stephen Hanna sees it as a game of catch-up for some agents who weren't aware of the integrity risks.
We've seen a few instances of operational issues, like, for example, not understanding that a match is pre-recorded and then being broadcasted.
Such is the nature with, I guess, the digital world. We are playing catch-up on a regulatory front all the time, but has that been particularly evident during this period?
Absolutely. We've seen an increase in suspicious betting over the last few months of approximately 50%.
It was only last year when Australia's first police probe into esports match fixing was launched, after Victorian authorities found a group of players on Counter-Strike allegedly losing matches on purpose. Some in the betting industry admit the rise of esports brings its own integrity risks. Andrew Verus is the Chief Operating Officer at Unicorn, a global esports betting agency.
I cut my teeth in the gambling industry, so I was the Deputy Chief Operating Officer of Tabcorp. In 2017, I left Tabcorp and joined Unicorn because I just saw the explosion of growth in esports.
Andrew Verus thinks it's incumbent on organisers of esports tournaments to minimise the risk of misconduct. And where they don't, he believes betting agents will take it upon themselves.
You know, the NBA 2K tournaments that were played recently, well, for us as a business, we saw some significant integrity risk around that. So we didn't bet on those particular games. So unless a game is a professional sports game or it's a game where we believe we can minimise the integrity risk, then we just don't bet on that option.
As millions of Australians remain hunkered down at home, researchers are closely watching trends in esports betting and other online gambling activity. Sally Gainsbury is a co-director of the University of Sydney's Gambling Treatment and Research Clinic.
We have seen a massive uptake in the number of people who are opening accounts with new bookmakers. This might be people shifting from having land-based accounts going online for the first time, people who used to gamble on pokies seeking new forms.
And because online poker and slot machines have been around a lot longer than esports, Sally Gainsbury says they're much more highly regulated. She's about to begin a study into how online gambling is trending during COVID-19.
For the people who have existing issues and problems with their gambling, this shutdown might be very positive for them by creating a forced break in play. For others, the financial hardship, the isolation might cause them to increase their gambling, particularly through these online means. So it's a bit of an unknown given this confluence of factors.
Gambling researcher Sally Gainsbury, Gavin Coote with that report. And for anyone struggling with online gambling, there is a national helpline you can call 1800 858 858.